Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 64 of the year, Thursday, March 5th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading out to the Midwest today, the Hawkeye State, Iowa, the land of corn, soybeans, and the first-in-the-nation presidential caucuses. And today, we are profiling a man who is an absolute, undeniable institution of American politics. He was first elected to the United States Senate in 1980, and he is still setting the agenda today. We are talking about Republican Chuck Grassley.
Stephen, Senator Grassley's longevity is almost impossible to comprehend. He is 92 years old, and he still outworks politicians who are half his age. He is a farmer from New Hartford, Iowa. He literally worked on an assembly line before he got into politics. And the thing that has kept him in office for over four decades is a tradition he started called the Full Grassley. Every single year, without fail, he holds a town hall or a Q&A meeting in all 99 counties in Iowa. He looks his constituents in the eye, writes their complaints down on a legal pad, and brings those complaints straight back to Washington.
And in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, he brought those complaints to the absolute peak of the federal government. Because the Republicans took the Senate majority, Chuck Grassley was officially sworn in as the president pro tempore of the Senate. That is a massive constitutional office. It is given to the longest-serving member of the majority party. It means that, right now, Senator Grassley is the second-highest-ranking official in the Senate, and he is literally third in the line of presidential succession.
And on top of that, he reclaimed the gavel as the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is the committee that oversees the Department of Justice, the FBI, the border, and all federal judges. And Grassley is using that chairman's gavel to run a massive, highly aggressive oversight campaign that he is calling the Arctic Frost Investigation. He and the Judiciary Committee are aggressively investigating the DOJ and former special counsel Jack Smith over their investigations into Donald Trump. Grassley is demanding to see all the internal records, arguing that the DOJ was politically weaponized against the American people.
But he is also using the Judiciary Committee to pass incredibly important bipartisan legislation to protect families. Just last week, in late February 2026, Chairman Grassley officially advanced the James T. Woods Act and the SAFE Act out of his committee. These are massive child safety bills named after a high school student who tragically died after being targeted online. Grassley is working with Democrats like Dick Durbin to force tech companies to stop the spread of online child exploitation and extortion.
He is very focused on protecting the vulnerable. But Stephen, we really need to talk about what has been happening this week, because the news out of Washington and the Middle East has been incredibly intense, and Grassley is right in the middle of it.
Yes. On March 3rd, just 2 days ago, Grassley led a massive judiciary oversight hearing with Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Grassley grilled the administration on the current funding shutdown that is actively impacting the Secret Service, FEMA, and the Coast Guard. He demanded that the shutdown end immediately, especially because the country is currently engaged in a major military conflict in the Middle East.
And that military conflict hit Iowa in the most tragic way possible this week. The United States is currently engaged in Operation Epic Fury against Iranian networks. And just yesterday, on March 4th, Senator Grassley took to the Senate floor to deliver a heartbreaking speech. The Department of Defense announced that four Army Reserve soldiers from the 103rd Sustainment Command, which is based right out of Des Moines, Iowa, were tragically killed in combat in Kuwait.
He delivered a beautiful, somber tribute to those fallen service members. He has seen decades of military conflict, and he understands the devastating toll it takes on the families back in the Midwest. And because he sits on the Agriculture Committee, he immediately pivoted to how the conflict is going to impact the home front. Following his speech, he held a call with agricultural reporters, warning them that the instability in the Strait of Hormuz, caused by Operation Epic Fury, is already causing fertilizer and diesel fuel costs to skyrocket for American farmers right before planting season.
He connects global geopolitical crises directly back to the cornfields in Butler County. He sits on finance, he sits on budget, he chairs the judiciary, and he is the president pro tempore. The man is an absolute machine.
The Iowa farmer who rose to third in line for the presidency.
the chairman holding the FBI accountable.
That is Senator Chuck Grassley. That is our profile for Iowa. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.